Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Blessed be his wonderful name. Oh, how thankful we are to be redeemed. The redeemed could praise the Lord. The redeemed could shout and sing. Hallelujah. Only redeemed. The angels cannot sing that song, but the redeemed could sing that song this evening. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be his wonderful name. And because he is. Hallelujah. Lord. May bow our hearts. Come, Brother Simon. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. Hallelujah.
We are this evening for this great opportunity, dear God, that we could come back in your great presence. How you did promise in your word, dear God, that when two or three are gathered in your name, that you will be in our midst, Father. And you promised that all the blessings, dear God, that you died for on Calvary, we could receive, dear God. What a great promise. Lord, as we come this evening, dear God, our hearts do beat high with joy. Yes. When we look back, dear God, and saw what you did for us. Yes. You're the great God of heaven. Yes. The one who created heavens and earth. And all things that was created by you, Father. That very God came down, Lord, and was veiled in human flesh, dear God, to reveal that great love to us, dear God. How you was crushed upon the cross that we can live, Father. And as we come this evening with our God, we can believe that you is present to heal, to deliver. Lord God, you are present in this evening to give unto us all that we have need of. Lord, we feel like that those friends, their God, when they saw that their friend was in such a condition, Father, Lord, they realized that you was present. The Spirit of God was present to deliver, Father. And how they pressed their way through, Father. In the midst of the obstacle. Lord, they could have said that the crowd is too big. We will come back another day. But they recognize, dear God, that we have to receive from you. Lord, they persevere. They push through the crowd, Father. They could have said, we'll have to carry you back because it's a burden they was bearing, Father. But in their heart, they wanted to see deliverance. And so we feel this evening, Father. Lord, how they found a way because of their perseverance, dear God. A revelation broke to them. Go and tap them on the housetop. And they dropped their friend right in your presence, dear God. And you said, for this faith, Father, when you saw the type of faith they had, Father, you had to bring deliverance, give deliverance. And that's how we feel this evening, Father. Because we believe, Lord, you, the great God, Lord, that seventh compound redemptive name could be made manifest in our midst today, Father. Whatever we have need of, we could receive it. Give us that attitude, Father, because we know that you are here. Lord, we're not another man we come to hear or see. Lord, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, Lord God. The very God that was with your prophet, Father. We saw what you have done for us through the years, dear God. The very God have come down, Father, and how you have break and opened that word, Father, unto us, dear God. And we come to receive this evening. We come to receive from you, dear God. Lord, we don't come as other times. We want to come to know that you are here. You are present to bring deliverance to each and every one that need deliverance this evening, Father. Many might need a greater faith this evening, Lord God. Many might need healing, Father. Many might need revelation, Father. Many might need a greater love in their hearts, dear God. But you are present. May we all recognize that you are present, even now, to give unto us what we have need, oh God. We want to have such an attitude, Lord. We saw that woman one time come in your presence. Lord, she came to receive. Lord, her daughter was sick, but Lord, she had a need. And she was perseverant. When she come in your midst, Father, oh, what a condition. Lord, the very God, your prophet said, the very God that created the heaven and earth, that was the greatest test He said, it happened in my church. How many will leave the church? And as she came to you, Father, and that child was sick, and she knew that you was the God that created the heavens and you are the God. And she put her knee before your Father. He said, this is not for the dogs. This is for the lost sheep of Israel. But because of humility, Father, and her attitude, she had the right attitude. Even like Sister Hattie, right, Father? Lord, she was able to strike an inspiration. She said, even the dogs, because she saw being a gentle, you know, she was a gentle dog, but she saw the dog eating from the table, Father. And she cried, she said, Lord God, even the dogs, Lord, eat up the crumb. Lord, you couldn't help, Lord God. She said the right thing. She called you Lord. Lord, you had to respond to her, Father. You said, for this sin, we pray tonight, this evening, that as we come, dear God, that we receive our faith, will bring us in such a realm, Father, to receive. We come this evening looking for something, Father. We saw that woman again, dear God. We're talking about perseverance, dear God. How when she come in your presence, dear God, in that before the judge, Lord, when you discern the man's heart, you are saying, Lord, nobody, you discern and reveal he's an unjust judge. He do not fear God, no man. What a man, Father. What a character. And fear God, no man. But Lord God, because of her persistentness, dear God, because she came because she wanted to receive from you, Father, you was able. You say, hear what the unjust judge said. Lord, he realized he was being worn out because of persistence, dear God. And we feel that way this evening as we come in your great presence. Lord, hearing your word, taking us back, showing us, oh God, that Lord, is the hour, that the life, Lord, that was manifest in the early church. Lord, that's the life that you promised. The church will be restored back, the faith of the fathers. Taking us through their God. Showing us the gifts and the, Lord, how they operate in all these things, Lord. That we can look in our very lives and recognize that we are part of this great body, Father. Oh, God, every member, Father, placed in their position, Father, have an operation to operate, Father. And we pray this evening that as we come, Father, in your great presence, to honor your resurrection, and to honor, Lord God, what you have done for us. He said, do this in remembrance of me, Father. Lord, may we receive the thing that we have need of tonight, Lord. May we go out a better people. May we go out a stronger people. We see the world is getting darker and darker, Father. But you give us a promise, dear God. You said, when there's a man here who can turn on the light, Father. A man who could show us the way, dear God. And as we come this evening, Father, meet every need tonight. Bless each and every one, Father. Whatever the need might be tonight, dear God, let everyone know tonight that you are present even now to give unto each and every one. You are present to deliver tonight, Father, this evening, Father. May you have thy own way in our midst tonight. Lord, as we sing the songs of adoration, Father, may it go up unto you this evening as a sweet smelling savor, Father. Lord God, the blessings could come down this evening, Father, and we could have such a wonderful time in your presence, dear God, knowing that every wrong is taking us higher and higher, Father, because your love is growing greater in our hearts this evening. Lord, anoint the song leader, and Lord, anoint us to worship you, Father, that when we worship today, Father, Lord, we saw when David took that harp, them devils had to move, Father. He break the power of them demons. Lord God, we pray, oh God, that every devil, Lord, as we start our worship this evening, we leave this place, dear God, that each and every one will receive, dear God, what we have need of this evening. Have thy own way tonight, this evening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Sure, we want to greet you in the wonderful name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this evening. Amen. It brings joy in our heart when we can come into his presence like this. Amen. A great opportunity God has given us yet another time. We could gather like this. We could hug a brother. We could hug a sister. Amen. We truly welcome you in the house of the Lord. Those through the region, amen, we welcome you also in the presence of the Lord. North America, all those in North America, amen. Canada, wherever you may be this evening, it is time to worship him, amen. Praise his wonderful name. Let's just worship God in this song. It says, sprinkle me, speckled dove, flying holy, holy. Hallelujah. With your precious blood. And while you're flying on the air, with the blood of your name. Let's start with the chorus. Sprinkle me, speckled, crying holy. Crying holy, flying holy. Sprinkle me with your precious holy blood. Precious soul. And while you're flying on the air, when you're flying on me, with the blood of your mate, it's the only hope for a leper. It's the only hope for all, or for his cleansing in this day. Oh, sprinkle me, me speck, flying holy, holy. Oh, sprinkle me, me speck, with your precious holy blood. And while you're flying on Eden, with the blood of your mates, it's the only hope for a leper.
It's the only hope
for his cleansing in that day.
Oh,
let's try the verse. I've considered a leper. I've considered a leper in the day of the cleansing. Day of his cleansing. All his hope was in total doubt.
Total doubt.
The things that held him captive. Oh, for most of his life,
for most of his life,
while will finally be utterly destroyed. And while she's fluttering,
away,
crying holy,
holy, holy,
only hope for a leper.
It's the only hope for a leper. For his cleansing in
Jesus Christ when he came to earth.
Jesus Christ when he came to earth.
Was led to Calvary.
He was crucified.
And his blood put on the bride. He was the perfect sacrifice.
Was a perfect
that was slain for our sin.
Slain for our sin.
So we could be free. So we could be free from the power
of indwelling sin.
And when he hung in the midst of heaven and earth, spoiling principalities and powers, he conquered worlds both seen and unseen. While you're flying on the
A-Day,
with the blood of your name,
it's the only hope for a leper,
for his cleansing. Oh, let's try the life of last verse again. Jesus Christ, when he came to earth,
Jesus Christ,
when
he came to earth,
was there.
Was crucified,
and his blood,
and his blood
put on the bride.
He
He was the perfect sacrifice.
He was the perfect sacrifice.
That was slain for all sins.
So we could be free.
From the power of indwelling sin. And when he hung in the midst of heaven and earth.
And when he hung in the midst of heaven and earth. Destroyed principalities and power. He conquered worlds both seen and unseen. And he cried, it is finished. Sprinkle me.
While you're flying on the air with the blood of your maiden, it's the only hope for a leper. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, let's sing that verse again. Jesus Christ, when he came to earth.
Jesus Christ, when he came to earth,
was led to
Calvary.
He was crucified.
And his blood put on the bride.
It was the perfect sacrifice.
It was the perfect sacrifice.
That was slain for all sins.
So we could be free. So we could
from the power of indwelling sin. And when he hung in the midst of heaven and earth. Spoiling principalities and powers. Oh, he conquered world both seen and unseen.
He conquered worlds both seen and unseen.
When he cried,
it is finished. Sprinkle me.
Oh, crying,
holy, holy, holy. Sprinkle me. Sprinkle
down. Oh, with your precious holy blood. And while you fly.
Blood of
it's the only hope.
It's the only hope.
Hallelujah. Oh, what a hope he has given us this evening.
Sprinkle me.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise his wonderful name. Are you thankful for that this evening? Amen. Oh, that blood that cleanses. Amen. That blood that purifies. Amen. Hallelujah. It's still fresh today. Amen. Hallelujah. May we bow our hearts. Amen. Dear God, we come in your presence, Lord, with lifting holy hands unto you, Father. Knowing, Lord God, that you're still the same yesterday, today, and forever. You still provide, Lord. Lord, you still cleanse. You still heal. And this is why we are here, Lord. Because of what you have done and continue to do, Father. These things we hold in our hearts in remembrance, Father. And we come, oh God, with great thanksgiving, saying thanks. Dear God, we bring our tithes and offering unto you, Father. Lord, knowing that you provide jobs, you give us health and strength to work, Father. And we come back into your house, Lord, just to give back unto you, Lord Jesus.
with a heart of love and appreciation this evening. Lord, may you so bless the hands that have to use it. Anoint them, Father, as you always do. Oh God, and may you, oh God, give them that unction that they could function to, oh God, spend what you have given unto them, Father. We thank you. We ask you again to bless it and may it be used for the furtherance of your kingdom. In the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Jehovah Jireh, my provider. You are more than enough for me. I believe he's more than enough this evening. Hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh, you're my provider. Lord, you are more than enough. You are. Jehovah Rapha, you're my healer. By your stripes I've been. Jehovah Shammah, Lord, you are with. Oh, thank you, Lord. All my needs, you are more than enough, Lord. You are, Lord, you are more than enough, Lord, you are more. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, we believe that it's you, Jehovah Jireh. You're my provider. Lord, you are more than enough. More than enough. For Jehovah. Lord, by your stripes, Lord, I've been. Jehovah Shammah, oh Lord, you are with. Oh, you supply. You are more than enough. More than enough, you are more. Oh, as we sing it one more time, Jehovah Jireh, may the singers come. I'm going back. I'm going back to where you came from. Jehovah Shammah, Lord, you are Lord. You are more than enough, Lord. Oh, you are more than enough. Yes, Lord. More than enough. You are more than enough.
darling, oh.
Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen.
A gene in the loins of my father. Till the day he deposited me into the womb of this earth. To grow through the stages of life till I'm fully deep in love. Then I'll be put into that eternal world. I'm going back to where I came from. I'm going back to where I belong. No more to be separated from Him. I'm going to be with my
world. I've had my share of turmoil, but through the ordained channel, I'm drawing strength to grow. My life is coming into the image of my between me and Father. Yes, I always hear His voice speaking directly to me. Though I'm enclosed by dimensional veils, I press on up.
To where I came from. Oh, I'm going back to where I
going back to where I came from. Amen. It's good to know where you come from and where you're going. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. Come, Brother Uba. Amen. Still is just overcomers. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe he had made us overcomers in this age. Amen. He overcame by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. And they overcame by the blood of the Lamb. The word of the testimony. Amen. We are overcomers too. Amen.
God bless you, saints. Nuestras señales de la resurrección, el germen de fe inactivo en su alma, ahora crece a la perfección. Los retos que enfrenta no pueden ser comparados con la gloria que él ve adentro, porque ha guardado la fe, no se guiaron a ser altero, creyeron ser mensajero, vencedores, lucharon con el ángel hasta que cambió su nombre. Vencedores, viven las escrituras, Dios es el mismo.
Living epistles read of all men, we're prisoners of Jesus. So dear to your heart, it's now becoming tangible. They're no longer words on a page, but a living reality is God expressed in you. Because you know who you are, you'll triumph over darkness, you'll triumph over faith. Of God is Christ in you. So when you're speaking, you speak with revelation. Revelation 10:8-11, that's who you are. Overcomer. Refuse to let that devil rise and shake you from your place. Overcomers, overcomers, your life depicts the scriptures. See, God is the same. Overcomers.
This evening, amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, he's so good, amen. Thank you, Lord. It's the anointing that makes the difference. Once you know him, you'll never be the same, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's the anointing that makes the difference. Once you know.
know what you know. Oh, it will never be the same. Oh, I can't live without it. How to walk in Jesus' name. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For he had anointed me. For he had to bring good tidings, oh, to the meek, to bind the brokenhearted, oh, to bind the broken, oh, to proclaim liberty to the captive. And the opening of the prison of the prison to death. Hallelujah. Oh, he's worthy. It's the anointing. Thank you, Lord. That makes. Oh, blessed is he. Once you know you'll never be the same. You can't live without him. It will teach you how to walk. How to walk in Jesus. Oh, in my name. In my name. You will cast out evil. And in my name, you will speak with new tongue. You will speak with new tongue. You shall lay your hands upon the sick. Your hands upon, and they recover. Oh, yeah, all these signs that follow you in my life. Oh, thank you, Jesus. It's the unknown. Oh, may we live with our hearts this evening. Thank you, Lord. Once you know, you'll never be the same. Oh, you can't live without it. You can't live. Without, once it rests upon you. Under all of Lord Jesus, Lord, it's the anointing, it's the anointing that makes the difference.
All those things, we certainly desire that, that anointing will be in our lives. It will teach you how to walk in Jesus' name. It makes the difference. Once it rests upon you, you'll never be the same. That logos, we desire that. He gave it to the Alpha Bride. It was bound by denominational rivers down through the ages, but been loose at evening time. Hallelujah. And he has come down to take the headship over the body, dealing every man a measure of that grace. I trust you have that measure, your measure, the measure that it needs for you to fulfill the will of God, that he has designed you and made you for his purpose. Look into your life. Ask God for these things. This is the promise. The objective was to take them into Canaan when he brought them out in the Exodus. Not just to walk around. Joshua come and say, why are you so slack? You're in the land. It brought subject. You should be interested in knowing what is given to you. Find your place. Take your place. Know God's will for you. That time had come. It was being divided up. Everybody was getting a portion. When it come in the Alpha Bride, it was the same. They look, they knew. They wasn't just saying, I'm the message. You know, I come up to Sadducees and Pharisees. Yeah, I'm the message. Elijah come, the Son of Man is revealed, and they have nothing. That's what they was doing back there. Oh, we know Moses. Oh, yeah, Joshua. But tribes didn't know the place. But Caleb said, give me my mountain. He said, give me my mountain. He went in there knowing what was belonging to him. What God spoke to the prophet concerning him. Why is it written like that in the Bible? Was it a foreshow? An age that was coming? When the church would be set in order? When the great head would appear? when a prophet would proclaim, this is the uniting time and sign. Glory be to God. He says, the great JVH up there, Jehovah Shalom has come. The God of peace has come to make peace, to justify a church. She can stand without condemnation, walk under his headship. He can have the preeminence. Did we catch it right? Did we catch it right? Did we understand what the message was all about? It's not just about water baptism and, you know, how to dress. And it was something far greater. Everything built to this very hour, to this day. And you, how you find yourself numbered in that elected call of people. How come with over 7 billion people and more in the world today, you could point to and say, that man, William Branham, was sent of God for me. Hallelujah! To turn my heart back to the faith of the fathers. Something link you. Those men, they look at that star. Think of how many men in the planet in that hour. But that star meant something to 3 men. Hallelujah! They followed that star. They leave country, family, everything. To follow that star, bearing appropriate gifts that was connected to the mystery, the voice of that sign in the sky. Day unto day, uttered speech, night unto night, it showed knowledge. That star was a Messiah is on the earth. And these men had gifts to testify of this. Why is the Bible written like that? Why was it told us we have seen the star? Is that your confession? We have seen the star. Did that star lead you to Christ? If you're in his presence, you come to worship him. We have seen the star, we come to worship him. And all them gifts that the men bore was in the right place. It always finds their places. Always finds their places. Is the anointing. It's not politics. It's not organization. Why am I against organized religion? Why are we not a denomination? Because we want to be spirit-led. We don't want to be organized by man. We want to be spirit-led. As men are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. The next message, dove leading eagle. Hallelujah! Why we don't want hybrid religion and Jezebel religion? Why we come into these things? To come into union with Christ. Because this is the day. This is the hour. Oh, what a good place to be this evening. Hallelujah. Let's give God a hand of praise throughout this region. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We bless the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. There is no other name given under heaven where a man can be saved. All power in heaven and earth is in that name. And we have been born in that name that was on your thigh, is sealed in our foreheads. And we know we are part of the family of God. Hallelujah! Oh God, the living portion of those names on the earth. Men and women sealed in the forehead, led by the Spirit, walking with the revelation of the name in the family album, knowing what the promises are, knowing the position. We thank you for it, Lord. Glory be to God. Glory be to God in the highest. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, my, let us worship God a little bit here this evening. The angel of God is here leading us. Amen. Let's sing the song. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. We'll deal with other things after. But let's worship Jesus now. Amen. Let's worship him now. This God that is among us. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. You know it, sing. I'm trying to find in the book. I'll be raptured out of here. The angel of God is here, leading our souls into the invisible inaudible, fit to be lived for the impossible. This new day, until this day, no man could tell us just where we came from. Hallelujah. We came from and where we go from here. Oh yeah. But through the eyes, oh, before God was God, all the way to that future home. Oh, new things have been declared. I know very soon I'll be raptured out. Yeah, the angel of God is here, leading our souls into the invisible. Oh, the inaudible. Faith to believe for the impossible. This new day. For the angel of God. Oh, he's appeared. Even this evening is appearing. It's for us to leave. Oh, he's waving visions. Waving visions of ourselves before us. So we can walk. We can walk step by step into what we hold. Things have been declared. I know very soon I'll be raptured out of here. The angel of God is here, leading our souls into the invisible, the inaudible. Oh, faith to believe. Oh, this new day. Eyes have not seen, nor is it all the things, Mr. Truth. Hallelujah. For those whom he loves. Oh, oh, but in this day, God displayed. If you say, have faith, and don't doubt in your heart, it's not been impossible unto you. Oh, new things have been declared. I know very soon I'll be raptured out again. The angel of God is here, leading our souls into the invisible, the inaudible. Oh, faith to believe, children, for the impossible. Up I'm determined they'll declare my praise. Oh, shout, you give them up, you hold my back. Oh, these people are for my. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, shout, the heights and the depths, give them up. I'll be raptured. We're not leaving one hoof behind. Everyone is going, amen. Whose name is in that book? Visible, the inaudible. Oh, faith to believe for the impossible. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In this new day, arise and shine, your light has come. New things have been declared, the former things that come to pass. We're in the final quickening unto the rapture. Oh, miles. She has turned in the west and has come back. Glory be to God. In a little group of the true seed, who knows what he has made them in Christ. The amnesia is gone. They see the name in the book. They see face to face. Oh, blessed be his name. They are set in the body. They're not trying to get anybody. They're set in the body. Hallelujah. By one spirit, they're all baptized. There might be unity in politics and churches, but in the bride of Christ, in Christ, there's no politics. It can't get in there. They are sealed in there by the Holy Ghost. It's not them giving the trouble, friends. It's the flesh around them in the church without the Holy Ghost that gets in the way. Hallelujah. But those set in the body, or they're under headship, they're moved, they have an unction, they have utterance. They fit pulsates in the heart. And when they see a next one like them, they can recognize that's one of like precious faith. They see the holy man taste. They begin to talk and they hear the thinking man filter. You know, that's not some church member. That's reality. That's reality. Oh, thank you, Lord. Glory be to God in the highest. Glory be to God in the highest. Oh, what an afternoon to be in his house, to be in his presence, to worship him in spirit and truth. Oh, no matter what the devil try, God is among his people, amen. Hallelujah. Anointed and commissioned. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. My office gives that is in the body. Not out of the body, in the body. He holds them. He upholds them with his power and his authority. And no man could move them out of his hand. Any moving is he just remove his candlestick. When people are walking the light. But he holds them there. He lights a lamp. He gives them oil and fire. They're baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. And set them in the position to give light to those in the house and those who are coming to the house. That's the plan. Jesus said it. He did it in the book of Acts. This is the time. This great thing in the book of Acts. The dedicated babies too. He said, how you know that? Because the Son of Man was doing it. And he was the example. And he did all these things to show them. Don't christen and don't baptize little babies and these things. And so Peter all of us dedicating babies. Of course. You know, you don't need the Holy Ghost to know that. And see that. You just need some common sense. Some Bible common sense. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. We have a little dedication here this evening. Israel and Alicia John. A little baby boy, Ezekiel. Woo. The man who eat the book. Man who saw the seven seal vision of God coming down. Josiah. The man who wept when the book of the lost truth was found and opened up. He was smitten. Amen. And the prophecy came from Huldah. Said, tell King Josiah. Amen. Glory. God is pleased with him. Because he didn't judge the word. He let the word judge him. Hallelujah. And Daniel. I mean, Daniel heard the thunders. I mean, Gabriel came to Daniel to give him skill and understanding. So I tell you, Israel, he will like his name. His name is Israel. So what do you expect? You can look in the Bible and see these things. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. Israel and Sister Lisa John. But we also have the rest of the family here this evening. We have Peter and Shauna. That's his wife, I believe. John and family. Bert and Ruth. Rouse. I'm saying that right? Hope I'm saying it right. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Glad to have you all. You know, they John's is having a kind of family eagles gathering together. You know, John was the eagle, you know that? And Anthony John, you know, he had a posterity. And they are continuing walking in their footprints. And you know that foot had healing to it. You know, when the hand was seen in the foot. So he left footprints for them to walk in by the grace of God. And they're all walking in that. And it's good that before they could have that, maybe that next family reunion with all the rest of the family, it's good they could be with this family here, which is part of by the grace of God. Amen. I'm sure Brother Anthony and Sister Betty can look over the banister this evening and see what's happening here by the grace of God. and still saying amen. Praise God, amen. He's a man of great conviction. He believed. He is one of the elders in this day that obtained a good report through faith. Hallelujah! A man who had fellowship in the sufferings of Jesus Christ and a measure left to be filled up inside of him. Amen. But he was one who showed how to stand in the time of trial and testing. He left a legacy. His body might be turning back to dust right now, but the thing is, where he's gone, he's in a new body, and the testimony that he left, there is so much you can draw from it. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. And we know his prayers do follow him. And the Bible says, and their works do follow him. And God poured the vial with the prayers that they had prayed. And that's how Israel, when he came, and you know, he and his wife, and God blessed them in this way. They had the fierce shared trials and testings, and to see if they would go on. Amen. And they had faith. They take the troubles that come their way, and they never let it get them down. When life troubles come, you hold your head up high and say, hallelujah anyhow. Amen. And today we have the privilege to have him dedicated. Your father in here, so I can ask if you want to come and stand too, by God's grace. Amen. The one who's in the office is the head deacon here. Amen. Like brings forth like, you know, so he, that deacon life, just the deacon faith that was in his father had passed down to him. You know, the scripture said, tell Timothy the faith that was in your mother and your grandmother has come down to you. And so I guess that desire to serve God, people in the house of God, and take responsibility, these things is all spiritual lineage that comes down. And when you look and you know the Bible and you know the Alpha, you see, you find it in the book of Timothy. And when you look and you see that, you understand the extinction. You see, all these things preach to you here, but the thing is, you know, if it's just some words somewhere, but when you look at it, you can see how these things work by the grace of the Almighty God, because it have to be. It have to be. We had a Moses, brought all the doctrine, and we had Elijah that returned the heart back after all the Jezebel religion. That was in the Old Testament. Then we had a Paul, New Testament, brought all the doctrine, and the church went into the Jezebel religion. Then we have Elijah that turned the heart back at the time of the evening sacrifice, the same way. So when you look in the Word, you know, you look and you see these things, and you know there's things in spiritual life that runs. Because one is the Old Testament, one is the New Testament, one is shadow, one is substance. And we are the living descendants today. So what do you expect to be in us? What are we descendants of? What is the title of the secondfold mystery, the seventh seal here amongst us? What does these things mean? All this testifies we were back there in the beginning. That is why we walk with this realization. Partial realization becoming perfect realization. That's why every time we come, the faith is stronger. It was strong yesterday and last week and week before and last month and last year. And then we kind of come to buy saying I'm going through pressure. No. We might get more pressure, but the faith gets stronger. Because what we tied to, we can't get untied. Because you get tied by a new birth. You can't get disconnected when you get tied by the new birth. And if you're tied by the new birth, then it is Jesus who tie you. Only he can give the new birth. And he's not tied to anything. He's tied to the one thing he gave the church in the beginning, back in the Garden of Eden. That's right. When they got it from the Word, they get untied. But as long as they stay there, Satan couldn't touch them, because he cannot overcome the Word. And Jesus came and proved that in the wilderness. Is that right? So that's true, friends. So that's where we stand. Look at, do you think he in a denomination, he came here so much and we didn't start the service yet? See, there's the thing. It's open. It's open. Job had a channel of communication by inspiration that was open to him. Now, because he said Job, if you have a revelation, you think he's a man quite back in the Old Testament. You understand? No, he's not like that. Praise his wonderful name. We love the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So we are just so thankful today. you know, to be here in this house and to dedicate these little children. I'm so thankful and privileged to our Lord Jesus. You know, here in the assembly, we see little ones, you know, coming in, young people growing up, becoming part of the work in a very involved way, participating, surrendering their lives to these things, you know. And then, you know, then again we come and we see, you know, how God have dealt with us in these things. And when we see this is something very special to us. Bible says, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands, happy shall thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. The locust, Palmer won't come and try to rub the fruit one time. But God shows who the fruit comes from. He just take away and he just give. Amen. He know how to do things in our life. Sometimes because he know what we desire. And he know what how to work with us to bring us to submit to him, to recognize him. Go through a little reproach, go through a little shame. Weeping may endure for a night, but then joy comes in the morning. You come out of the trial and you have the blessing. You went through a trial, but God made this the blessing. You stand here by God's grace. That children like olive plants round about at table. Get a first little olive plant to adorn the home. Amen. And olive, you know, in the Bible, olive speak of so many things. They get the olive oil that was used for medicine. Like when Jesus told the man pour the oil in the wounds in the Good Samaritan, you had the oil, the olive was used for food. In the beginning of the Bible, the first time we see the olive, the dove, the Holy Spirit, is who is bringing the olive leaf to tell Noah that there's life here in the earth. Amen. That it's safe to come out. God have made a way. Bringing back evidence from the unseen world to the prophet there. Ministering something in the mouth, like the Holy Spirit brings the things to us that we are going into and teaching to us here to prepare us to go into it. Olive was for food. Olive lit the candlestick. They light the lamp with the olives. The olive oil. They anoint kings and priests. Samuel put the oil upon David's head, anointing him. And this is the great thing. Moses put the oil on Aaron and his son's head. So what is coming is not just the Bible call it olive plant. God put an olive plant in your house. When you see what God give you, you don't understand. You go into the wood and see what why God call it this. And then you start to realize this has all the potential for what you have need of. And may he bring a measure of the spirit, because now you enter into a new parenthood. And now you're facing the challenges of single people. Then you come into a married couple and you face your challenges. Now you're coming to face the challenge of parenthood. And as you get more challenges that you are confronted with, God gives more. He giveth more grace when the burden go greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. And we are told the beginning of wisdom is to fear God, to reverence him, to respect him. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. This God-fearing man, apart from fruitfulness, apart from having a substance that you labor for and you can enjoy it. Apart from all the blessings God is now saying now, and you will see the good of Jerusalem. You'll be blessed out of Zion. Not out of Babylon. Babylon have no blessing. Babylon have a curse. Out of Zion you shall be blessed. You've come to Mount Zion, heavenly Jerusalem, city of the living God, the Lamb's wife, the bride. The blessings, the title deed is in that city, in that inhabitants. The Lamb is the light in that city. In that city, there's no temple, because the Lamb himself is the very temple, is the light. To be recognized, he made you part of the economy, his economy, and giving you these blessings, and your understanding enlightened. You say, oh my God, is this you have made for us? Is this you have done for us? I could have been denomination. Maybe my father, my mother was Anglican or Catholic or heathen or whatever it was. But Lord, in my life journey, you show grace and mercy to me. You bring me the economy and I said, I understand now what it is. Why are we called a bride? Why we talk about the open book? Why we talk about the mighty angel descending from heaven? That don't excite nobody in the denomination. That excites the bride in this hour. That mystery of the seventh seal, that is for the redeemed. The one that's going into the new world. Yea, thou shalt see thy children, and peace upon Israel. I say peace upon you all, my children in the faith. I stand here preaching this gospel to you, being born again of an incorruptible seed. That when we see this, we can bless you. In that all-sufficient name. And anything we write in that name, and knowing the blood purchased the things that we are writing, you have access to it. You have need of it. He had already blessed you with it. And it has been ministered an entrance into these things. And you can live in this sufficiency. You can enjoy the full blessings of the Lord in all these things. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise is wonderful. Boy, looks so nice in his tie and everything, a bow tie. Not just dressed in blue, but John is the eagle and the fourth living creature, the color is blue. You know that? the heavenly. See? Matthew was purple. That was the king. Mark, the ox, that was red. That was the blood. Luke was white. That was the perfect man that came without spot and blemish. The Son of Man. And John was the eagle-like blue. That means the four colors. You're John. This little John that come here. See, Ezekiel, the father of Israel, the son of Israel, son of Anthony. So it goes. It's the Bible. We had Isaac, promised son. We had Peter, man with the keys. You know, we had all the different. We had Ruth, the bride. You know, you know, all the children. They had something. We had David, the man after God's own heart. Precious Joanna here. See, one who was at the resurrection. You understand? So when the mighty angel come down and open up the seal and meet the angel and hear the voice of the angel tell them. Go testify, he's not here, he's risen. And now we have Ezekiel, the man who ate the book. What a season. What a season, by the grace of God. Praise his wonderful Lord. And you know something? He's sleeping sound as ever in all of this. Maybe just close his eyes and just meditate on what is being said. Trying to say, maybe saying, write this in my heart, Lord. Write this in my heart. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. Beloved Jesus. We are so thankful, Father, for this great grace, Lord, that has come to us in this very hour, that we can walk in this light that cleanses us from all sin, this light that activates that blood. Oh God, the very one who is the light was the Word made flesh, who bled, Lord, to loose us from our sins and to bring us into fellowship, restored fellowship, to be reconciled back to you. And Lord, how this has brought us by walking this light to come to this book that was sealed, being opened and given back to the living descendants. Lord, in this hour, Lord, we thank you for these things, Father. We thank you, dear God, for the blessings that, Lord, you have bestowed on Israel and Sister Alicia. Lord, the blessing that has taken away all doubts and fears and things in the mind and condemnation. And you've opened up the womb with a man child here. We are so thankful, Father. This firstborn son, Lord, born from the mother's womb into this earth, into the home, to be cradled, and Lord, how she clean him up and dress him and bring him here, Father, today with her husband, come for dedication. And what a joy it is that you have put a blessing on this family and this child, because you brought the others. Lord, who have migrated since they had left here, but return in this season when the child is born. That, Lord, they could all be part of this dedication service here this evening. As we join in thanksgiving, as we recognize the working of the mighty God that we serve, as we see his compassion and his love, his grace and his mercy, how this mighty God would condescend to people of low estate and bless them, oh God, with the riches of blessings in his word, and give encouragement to us, Lord, to know that you are the God who look beyond our faults and see our need. You are the God who loves us with unconditional love, and what your works was finished before the foundation of the world. Lord God, this is not reaction to some situation. This was done before the foundation of the world through the sovereignty of your will and your eternal decrees. Lord, we thank you, Father. May you bless this couple, Lord. May you so fill their hearts, Lord, with such a love, let it be shed abroad bountifully within them, that will bring them into full surrender to your will, and that you can work in and through their lives, and you can use them as a testimony of your grace and your power and your redeeming love in this hour, Father. May you grant it, we pray. Lord God, may you bless them, because they have now entered into the realm of parenthood. Lord, we pray, like you gave to Manoah and his wife, inspiration, revelation to know how to raise the child that you gave to them. Lord God, that they will have the same in this hour. And Lord God, that they would carry out and fulfill this vocation of parenthood that you have bestowed upon them, and they will carry it out consciously. And Lord God, you would make them able parents in this Ephesians at the end of the age. Grant it, oh God, we pray and we ask. We thank you for giving us safe delivery. Thank you. You have made the heart glad with what you have done, Father. And Lord God, we now lift up this little boy, Ezekiel, Josiah, Daniel, Lord, unto you, dedicating him for a life of service, placing him by faith beneath your precious blood. Lord God, in this evil day, when some germs are bred in laboratories, scattered on the nations, by one fourth part of the earth they will kill, the Bible says. Lord, with pestilence, with death, Lord, with beasts of the field, Lord, with famine and all these things. And we know in that time, and we see it happening, Lord. We see how Satan have, Lord, set up his system, and like Pharaoh, dealing subtly with the people, killing the children, oh God. Lord, but we are not blind. You anointed our eyes to see these things. And you showed us that there is a refuge. There is a shelter with the angel of God. Lord, drive back every evil spirit that come around the children. And we pray, dear God, that it will be so with this child. He will grow in health and strength. And it will be a blessing, Lord, to the fulfilling of your will that you have foreordained, Lord, for this family. And may you grant it, oh God. Bless him, dear God, with health and strength, and make him a blessing in the household, because we recognize by your working and what you have done today, Lord, it is something, Lord, that you have done here, Father, to bring all the family members for family reunion time, and this child is here. Oh, God, may the Holy Spirit ever, Lord, guide him and overshadow him and protect him and be a wall of fire around about him. He says, he that keepeth Israel never slumber nor sleep. And as the mountains are around Jerusalem, so you are around your people. The angel of God encampeth round about them that fear him. And we thank you for this, Father. We dedicate, Lord, little Ezekiel, Josiah, Daniel, John, unto you for a life of service. And this day of dedication. And may your blessings in this family, Lord, continue to abound and prosper in every way. And Lord God, may they walk close to you all the days until you come and take us out of this world. We ask it for your glory. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. Boy, sleep all the way. But John is a man of church order, you know. He was very fully strict with church order, you know. So the seed that come down through his son, you know, you can see he carry the traits too. Deacon, this little boy, you know, part of the assembly now, and look at the behavior. Let us pray one more time before we change the order of this service.